This is Here and Now. At Washington's state capitol in Olympia, a mariachi band played yesterday after Democratic Governor Jay Inslee signed the Real Hope Act. The law makes Washington the fourth state to allow undocumented students to receive state-funded financial aid. It's also stirring controversy because the aid program is already underfunded. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Austin Jenkins explains.
Rachel Irish is a 35-year-old pre-nursing student at South Puget Sound Community College. She's a former stay-at-home mom who went back to school after her husband lost his business and they lost their home. The couple and their three children are now on food stamps.
We've just had a series of just hard things, but you know what? We're survivors.
Irish tears up as she explains the only reason she can afford tuition is because of a federal education grant.
It is a humongous blessing, a huge blessing.
Last year, Irish also received a Washington State Need grant to supplement her federal one. But this year, that check didn't arrive. That's because the $300 million a year state program only has enough money to fund 7 in 10 qualified students. Now, Washington is poised to add another 800 or so undocumented high school graduates to the pool. And that troubles Irish.
I agree that everybody should get an opportunity, but I just don't think it's fair for the people that have been living here legally.
Last year, 32,000 low-income students in Washington who were eligible for a NEED grant did not get one. This funding gap was a key reason why State Senator Barbara Bailey said she initially opposed expanding the program. She's a Republican and chairs the Senate Higher Education Committee.
Adding more to that pool of students, in my opinion, was a false promise.
But Bailey recently found a way to embrace what supporters call the DREAM Act. She got behind a plan to add $5 million to the pot. She says this additional money will keep the funding gap from getting any worse.
This act is the Real Hope Act. No more dreams. This is real hope.
Other lawmakers were more skeptical. This is Republican Curtis King speaking on the floor of the Washington State Senate.
Let's be realistic. It's not going to solve the problem.
That's because it's essentially a wash. The extra $5 million will just cover the cost of expanding eligibility for the program, but it won't change the fact that 3 in 10 students who qualify will still be left behind. Even so, Dulce Sigüenza is happy to take those odds. She's one of the estimated 800 or so undocumented students who will now qualify.
I was born in Mexico, Oaxaca. I came to the U.S. with my parents when I was 11 years old.
Sigüenza is now 19 and has what's known as DACA status, which stands for Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. It's an Obama administration program that allows children who came to the United States illegally with their parents to work and defer deportation for 2 years at a time, as long as they meet certain criteria. Sigüenza is currently a psychology student at South Seattle Community College. She says she was devastated last year when she had to leave the University of Washington because it was too expensive.
Transferring to South Seattle Community College from my dream university was harsh, and I still get emotional when I talk about it.
Sigüenza says if she got a state need grant, she could return to the University of Washington.
It's a real hope.
But you also understand and acknowledge it's not a guarantee.
I do. But do you prefer giving students hope or leave them hopeless?
On the day the Washington State Senate voted on the Real Hope Act, more than one senator invoked Dulce Sigüenza's story, including the majority leader, Rodney Tom.
All of us here should make sure that Dulce makes it back to the University of Washington.
But Rachel Irish at South Puget Sound Community College is still troubled. She thinks if the Washington legislature has $5 million more to spend on the program, it should first go to the 32,000 students like her who already qualify for the grant but aren't getting it.
I don't think it's right. I really think that there's so many other students in need right now. I mean, there's many, many people.
Washington lawmakers on both sides of the aisle agree long-term they need to address the broader funding gap in the state's college aid program. For Here and Now, I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia, Washington.